The water crisis in Flint, Michigan is making some public health messages harder to get across. One is, in most communities, tap water is perfectly safe to drink. In fact, officials in the city of Denver worry that avoiding tap water is causing health problems. John Daly from Colorado Public Radio reports from Denver on a campaign to get Latinos to drink the city water.
At a downtown Denver clinic, a skinny 7-year-old with straight black hair is getting a pair of fillings. Dr. Patty Braun is a pediatrician and oral health specialist at Denver Health. She talks to the girl about what she drinks.
What do you think about drinking the tap water instead of bottled water? I spend a lot of time teaching my families that water is safe to drink, that Denver tap water is safe, clean, and convenient. I want you to drink that tap water, and I drink it too.
Okay. That lesson matters for two reasons. Drinking tap water provides fluoride to protect kids' teeth. Second, instead of tap water, many of them gulp down sugary drinks. That could mean more cavities and weight gain. This is especially common among Latinos, says Braun.
Over half of kindergartners have cavities, and Latino kids are more likely to have cavities than non-Latino kids.
She says recent immigrants may hesitate to drink tap water because it's not safe in their native country. In some cases, it's a stigma that's been passed on for generations.
If you're used to living in a place where you normally would not want to drink the water because it is not safe, then that's what you're going to bring over to any other new setting that you live in.
She says the Flint, Michigan water crisis does complicate the situation, but it was already a challenge to get across the message to some that Denver's tap water is safe. That's why she's part of a campaign encouraging Latinos to trust the city's water. Denver Water is the state's largest water provider and also part of the campaign, says its marketing specialist, Jessica Mahaffey.
It was a surprising revelation to us, but once we discovered that these concerns existed, we felt a strong responsibility to go out and to communicate otherwise.
This fall, Mahaffey partnered with community group Westwood Unidos to tour Denver Water's facilities. They invited about 40 people from the largely Hispanic Westwood neighborhood. The group included leaders, pastors, and educators. She says even before Flint, they'd heard
rumors that they've had within their community that the water was unsafe to drink. Many of them boil the tap water or buy bottled water. And so they just had a lot of concerns and a lot of questions about the quality and safety of their water.
Mahaffey says she showed the group the reservoir at Waterton Canyon, filled by melting mountain snow. She then took them to a treatment plant so they could see how that water is filtered and tested.
Sometimes it's much easier to show than it is to tell.
Westwood resident Gabby Medina took the tour. Like a lot of her neighbors, she didn't trust the water when she immigrated to the U.S. from Mexico more than a decade ago.
Primeramente sí. Honestidad sí.
Initially, yes, I didn't know it was okay to drink the water.
Now, she's a full-on tap water convert. In fact, she's spreading the word in schools and churches. She's now a health educator with the Cavities Get Around campaign.
Y de verdad que me siento orgullosa.
That makes me really proud.
Medina leads me to the kitchen to show me a large glass water dispenser she now brings to community events. She fills it with tap water and slices of fruit.
Y aquí les ponemos fruta, hielo.
That water has now replaced the sugary beverages she used to serve. Medina's 10-year-old daughter now proudly brings to school a water bottle with a slice of citrus. And her 11-year-old son, Greg, says his fears about tap water have evaporated.
Now I drink water more often than any other drink.
Pediatrician Patty Braun hopes, despite the Flint news, others will do the same.
We hope that this doesn't discourage people from drinking safe water from their tap. It's tragic what's happened in Flint, but we want other communities to know that water is safe to drink.
She says those who have any doubts should consult their local or state health department. For NPR News, I'm John Daly.
This story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, Colorado Public Radio, and Kaiser Health News.